Now, the state election is less than a week away. We can see the finish line. Maybe you've already voted, but I know a lot of us still haven't. And our beloved pollies are going to be vying for their vote as hard as they can. The polls still show it's anyone's game. We've got the Coalition, Labour, minor parties, independents, all pretty much equally likely to be a part of a governing coalition at this point. So, what are they going to do to distinguish themselves? And who do we reckon is going to get ahead? Here to help us work this out is independent election analyst Ben Rowie. He's from tallyroom.com.au. Ben, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Good morning.
So we've already seen John Howard. He's been rolled out in ads suggesting that the Labor government might result in weaker gun laws through the influence of shooters and fishers. Labor have explicitly ruled that out. But do you think we're going to see some more, I guess, dirtier ads and rhetoric and tactics from both parties this week?
Well, I think we're looking at what is likely to be quite a close election. So I think they're playing for keeps. And so, yeah, I think we will see some dirty stuff. We have seen all the materials that the parties have registered that they might want to hand out on election day. And there's some kind of nasty leaflets in various places. So I think there'll be a bit of that, yeah, for sure.
And we've got some news that's come out today. I think it came out last night. There was a video that's been resurfaced of Michael Daly's comments about Asian immigration. I'm not going to repeat it because it's not exactly great by any stretch of the imagination. But how badly do you think that this will actually hurt him in these last few days?
Look, I don't think it's great. I think it's obviously the what he said was not good, and I think that will hurt them in certain kinds of electorates. Not necessarily the electorates where it's going to be the most important. But I think part of it is that people don't really know what they think of Michael Daly. Like, one of the advantages and disadvantages of having a new leader is, on the one hand, he's fresh, but it also means you don't really know what's out there that might come out. And I think the problem might be more that this kind of shapes people's perceptions of him. And, like, whether that's fair or unfair, but I think it definitely, there'll be people looking at him differently who kind of didn't really know very much about him before the last couple of weeks and were starting to develop an opinion. So I think in that sense, I don't think it's good for him. I think there'll be some voters who are alienated by it, but it also just distracts from their message and isn't what they want to be talking about in the last week.
And you did mention as well that this election at this point, judging by the polls, it's really anyone's game, and we could be facing down potentially a minority government. Do you think, are there any minor parties or independents that you think Labor and the Coalition would be talking about squatting up with after this election?
Yes, so, I mean, there's a wide range of minor parties who are competing. Most of them are only competing for seats in the upper house, but the upper house could be quite diverse. But the two main parties that have a shot at winning multiple seats in the lower house are the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers, and the Greens. So the Greens hold three seats. They have a chance of four. Their seats basically are those kind of inner city electorates, but also a cluster of seats on the far north coast, whereas the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers, all the seats they're competing in are kind of the most far west, biggest rural electorates in the state. And both those parties have a shot at winning seats in those areas. And you know, a hung parliament with the Greens in the balance of power would be very different to one with the Shooters in the balance of power.
And the election's only 4 days away. There's only so many places that, Gladys Berejiklian and Michael Daly can campaign at this point. Say you were one of them, Gladys Berejiklian or Michael Daly. Sorry to put you in that position. No one wants to be them. But where are you driving the campaign bus at the moment in terms of marginal seats?
Well, I think the thing I'm most interested in is the difference between city and country. Clearly, the government has lost ground in country electorates that would normally be considered safe. But I think there is actually a large number of marginals in Sydney that I think are in play. And at the moment, the government seems to be has a good shot at holding most of those seats. But those are the ones that I think, in the end, if Labor was to win the election properly, they would need to win in those kinds of electorates. And it's the kind of place where, you know, yeah, the government's been doing a lot of infrastructure construction, and I think that probably does help them. But there also has been rhetoric about the people being unhappy about what's been happening, and the overdevelopment has clearly been unpopular in a bunch of these electorates. So I would name places like Penrith, Heathcote, possibly even places like Ryde that look safe on paper but maybe could end up in play. I think those are the kinds of places that could make the difference between kind of a dead heat effectively and Labor winning outright.
Well, just before I let you go, Ben, I know it's a big question and no one quite knows, but you've been following this. What do you reckon is potentially the most likely outcome as of today?
I think the most likely outcome is there'll be a hung parliament. And I think it's really hard to pick who would form government out of that. I think, the Labor Party has an advantage that they have a lot more allies in the parliament. The government obviously doesn't get along with the Greens, but they've also alienated who used to be their allies in the Shooters. And I do think that gives Labor a boost, but Labor will find it very hard to get both the Greens and the Shooters to work together. So I think a hung parliament could be very interesting. And I think possibly that's one of the most likely outcomes.
4 days to go. Thanks so much for speaking to us, Ben.
Thank you.
That was Ben Rowie. He's an independent election analyst from thetallyroom.com.au, having a chat with us this morning about what we may be seeing in the last few days of the state election campaign.